This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know there's power in being unscripted. Recently, I talked about how Peter boldly confronted the religious council of his day to tell them that he had healed a man who had been lame for decades. Most importantly, he told them that he had healed this man in the name of Jesus Christ. The council, of course, was threatened by this power, and Peter knew that, yet he still stood before them with a bold spirit, even though he knew that they had the authority to take his life right there on the spot. When I think about the boldness of Peter's spirit, it reminds me of the time I visited a church several months ago. While I'm listening to this pastor deliver a very good message, I also noticed that she chose to read from her notes the entire time. To make her message even more rousing and inspirational, I kept waiting for her to put her notes down so she could speak to my soul and tell us all what God told her to tell us. Yet, for her entire message, she remained unscripted. Sometimes before we can feel a real conviction to boldly confront a situation or person, we have to have the fortitude to confront ourselves. We must be able to trust our own voice, to let our hair down, to allow the words that God put in our heart to come out, knowing that everything is going to be okay. Well, today I'm ready to go there myself. I invite you to click the YouTube link below in your message and to hear me speak from my heart and to be very unscripted. But before you do that, remember these words, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8:32. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, be unscripted.